This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where we ask the questions that matter. Like, will Corey have the guts to tell the story that he just mentioned to us off air? Because it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Yeah, Paul Skeens, I think a video with Libby Dunn.
Lies!
She said QB1, and he was like, I actually have to focus on losing baseball games with the Pirates because...
Hold on, does he need to focus on that?
Well, he's trying to win. The Pirates...
Ah, gotcha.
Just, they don't, so... All right, guys, we will... I got actually another option here. Trevor Bauer is also another option. But here are your options at the moment. Trevor Bauer, Sandler Flicks, Blind Star Wars Ranking, or Combat Juggling?
Oh, man. I feel like Combat Juggling is calling my name.
All right.
Because that's a sport.
Kevin,
right?
If you have not watched, it's not actually really right now. Oh. But it needs to be televised in the world. Have you watched the video of Combat Juggling yet?
No.
All right. I'm going to play it for you. I'm going to turn this around so you can see Combat Juggling while I'm talking.
Okay.
As somebody who's terrible at juggling, and Kevin knows this because one year during Peace-a-thon, we had a challenge where you juggled, and for every time you dropped whatever you were juggling, Colby hit you with a wooden spoon. I can juggle two items at one time, but I cannot juggle three items very long. All right, I maybe get two or three rotations in, and then it just kind of falls apart.
This is really fun.
And Kevin, because Colby had hit me so many times with a wooden spoon.
You had so much time left, too.
I know. I had. It was like a minute in, and there was 20 more minutes left because we didn't have any ads to break it up at that point. It was late in the night. Kevin goes, hey, man, do you want me to juggle for you? I was like, please. I will. Whatever, man. Yes. And that's the moment that I learned that Kevin's real skill in life is not radio. But congratulations for being able to accomplish that still.
Thank you.
It is juggling.
Very basic juggling. I'm watching these guys. And what's amazing is, Alec, they work in tandem. And then they work like they're trying to out-hustle or out-position each other for a rebound and to like knock it down. This is fascinating.
So basically, it's two jugglers with three bowling pins or whatever. They work their way closer to each other. The goal, or the idea, though, I guess, is to throw one really high.
Yeah.
So that you have just two in your hand, and then you get to knock the other ones, you get to try and knock the other one out of their rhythm.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why they don't just hit each other with the bowling pins instead. That seems more productive.
It's probably against the rules,
right? I don't know the rules yet, Kevin, because I'm just now learning about the sport. But
okay.
I think you should quit everything that you want to do in life.
I'm not good enough
and
for what those guys are doing.
Go be a combat juggler.
Okay. I do get angry.
Next story.
Okay.
Blind Star Wars Ranking, Sandler Flicks, or Trevor Bauer?
I mean, you could probably guess Trevor Bauer is the least fun story of the bunch.
We can get into that then. We can definitely go down that league.
But can I answer this person's question? Because for some reason I can't respond to them on the fan text. Kevin, are Leaf trading cards any good, or what's the best to buy? So Leaf is not like what they call licensed. So if you'll ever notice, they have them in positions where you don't see that they don't actually have.
Or wearing pajamas.
Yes. Some people do call them pajama cards. That is true. Where they don't have the logo and everything. I will say the one thing about Leaf is you can get Leaf for really cheap and they load their product with autographs. So it's a bit of a long shot and not always the best value prospect, but you can pull some really cool stuff from Leaf.
That is true. So you're saying Tops?
I mean, look, Panini? Prism and Optic at like kind of the mid-range level are good to go with.
When I'm at Target, can I FaceTime you and ask you if I should buy all these boxes that are sitting there?
And it's
because it does feel like I don't see anything that says autos on there.
See, and that's the thing that's so tough about it, because like it always changes, because like normally I would tell my wife, if it's not draft picks, buy up any Prism or like Optic football or basketball, or like get me one of those. I don't agree in buying it up. Like, I don't support that. But like this year, you probably wouldn't want to do that with the basketball because this draft class is not so good. Now, next year,
Cooper Flag.
Yeah, you gotcha. Would definitely want to do that.
Trevor Bauer, a court has ordered Trevor Bauer's accuser to pay him $301,000 in damages. And Kevin, for I guess the last two or three years now,
yeah,
Trevor Bauer's name is always mentioned.
Sure.
And the why don't you get him? Why don't you get him to be a closer? Why don't you this? Unfortunate. This is unfortunate for him.
Yeah.
His contract that he signed with the Dodgers in 21 was a 3-year contract for $102 million.
He said he would play for the vet minimum with bonuses. The Rangers don't want him. Like,
That's true.
I don't know what else to say about that besides the Rangers simply don't want him. I guess none of the rest of the teams in Major League Baseball do either. But I bet he feels very vindicated by this, right?
300. It that should feel vindication, yeah, a little bit. But $301,000 is not the other money that he was set to get at $102 million.
I mean, look, yeah, the rest of that deal, so he probably missed out on, I don't know, like $75 million. And so you could extrapolate that out if he kept pitching well. I'm sure he's like, I could have made another $150 million in my career.
Yeah. And enjoy the process of being a Major League Baseball player.
For sure.
It's a fun thing.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get to do it. And unfortunately, even though he was never legally cleared, and now that this is even more proof that you win, he still won't be able to get back in the league.
Yeah. It's tough to explain outside of, like, teams were looking for an excuse to just move away from this guy in baseball because they think he's such a toxic person and teammate, like, outside of the legal system. And so this was all they needed. So whether or not he got cleared legally or anything like that, I don't think that was ever going to matter for Major League Baseball team.
I did think Bobby had an interesting point this morning, because him and Choppy were kind of discussing the, is it fair, legal, all those things. The legality of it is interesting. Choppy doesn't like that Major League Baseball was invading what he does in his bedroom. He didn't think that was fair. And I kind of agree with him on that front.
I agree with that on the surface, but the charges go beyond, like the original charges went beyond just that.
Bobby's take, though, and I agree with him on this, and this comes from being in a restaurant background. The MLB looks at it as it's a privilege to be in our league.
Yeah.
We can decide whether or not you're there.
That's
kind of how it is with restaurants. I remember my boss told me, if you don't want to serve somebody, you do not have to serve somebody. They come into our restaurant and we can say we are not serving your child alcohol, even if you're trying to serve them alcohol.
Right.
Because some parents are like, look, I want to serve my kid a drink. That's fine.
Yeah.
If the parent buys it for them. But if you don't want to do it, which we will not, that was what I was told, we're not going to do it, they can get up and leave if they want. And that's how Bobby said that he looks at the Major League Baseball. I'm moving on to Derrick Henry now. He was on with Dan Patrick. And Dan Patrick, he asked Dan Patrick for a favor regarding Adam Sandler.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
If you ever see him again, tell him I'm a really big fan. I would really love to meet him one day.
Okay. You know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to text him today and ask if he'll send a video.
Please.
And then and then I'm going to send it to the Ravens.
Okay, cool. I'm a huge fan.
Okay. And if you get to 2,000 yards, I'll get you in a Sandler movie.
Oh. All right, cool. Say no more.
Is that all right?
Remember that now. You remember this? Remember that?
No, okay. I'll take care of my end of it.
Okay.
I mean, mine's easy.
Yeah.
Yours is hard. You got to get 2,000 yards.
Say no more.
No pressure.
Bet is on.
There
no
you go.
At all.
He said, say no. I love the fact that he's like, say no more. That's all the motivation I need.
That's a high bar to clear. But also, I like that Dan Patrick's like, no, don't worry. I've got it.
I got this taken care of.
I'll take care of it for you.
So my question then, I got two potential questions here. What would you do for a role in an Adam Sandler movie?
Go back in time, right?
Because that's when
right now.
Okay. I'll be honest. When I'm watching this trailer, there are moments when I'm like, okay, they did it. They recaptured the essence of Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
And then there are other moments where I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
He did it. That's the stuff that people don't like that he's done recently. So the whole movie hasn't been out yet, Kevin. I haven't seen it all.
I think it comes out next month, maybe.
I'll be watching as soon as I get my Netflix unhacked.
Oh, yeah, man. Is that still...
Dude, you know, I told you, it's difficult to call and talk to people.
Yeah, yeah. I get
you. I'm just paying for a product I don't have because I don't want to talk on the phone. Also, do you think Derrick Henry can do 2,000 yards in order to be in this movie?
Kinda. I feel like that number's too high.
Actually, that's not the question I really wanted to ask, Kevin.
Okay.
What director and what series of movies would you rush 2,000 yards to get into? And I know that's like, what is it? George Lucas, Star Wars?
Hey, you tell me.
Christopher Nolan.
We could have gone back to when I would have been in college and they're going to make the prequels. I would have given it a shot if George Lucas is like, yeah. If you can do that, I'll make it happen.
Can you be the voice of Jar Jar Binks?
Yeah. Misa thinks so. So obviously I would have gotten destroyed, but I would have given it a shot for that. So like Saquon Barkley knew what he was doing too. He's like, hey, can you get a message to him?
Oh,
like,
that was Derrick Henry. Yeah.
Derrick Henry. I'm sorry.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Derrick Henry.
I know you know him.
Yeah.
Please ask him for me.
Absolutely. So
I love Dan Patrick doubled down. I was like, I got two things for you.
Yes.
You do this. I do this.
I mean, and he clearly is one of his buddies. It makes sense. But yeah, a Star Wars movie, I get it. And there's like all of these creatures that if you go back to the newer movies, like Simon Pegg's in it, all these creatures, Daniel Craig's one of the voices that you don't see their face, but they just voiced a character. They're like, hell yeah, I want to do that.
I would love to be in maybe one of the Mission Impossible movies or, and I know it's full of cameos, a Kevin Smith movie.
Oh, yeah.
I recently watched the reboot of Jay and Silent Bob.
Not as bad as you would have thought.
I expected it to be terrible.
I agree.
And then I walked away from it going, dude, that brought me back.
Yeah.
That brought me back to why I watched those movies in the first place.
I'm
good job,
you.
Man. Yeah. Touche. Alec, you?
How about I fuel your conversation without giving an answer? Because we did get a response from Adam Sandler.
Okay.
And this is how it sounded.
Yo, Derek, I just woke up. You know that. That's why I look disgusting, on top of the fact that I am disgusting. But I love you. Congrats on everything, baby. 2,000 yards plus this year gets you not only in the movie.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But we have a nice dinner together and talk about Dan Patrick's facial hair.
Okay, putting aside the fact that it sounds like he said congrats, and I hate that with every fiber of my being.
Kind of tired.
I thought he was going to say we'd have a big part for him, and he goes, but we get to have dinner too. Which is super cool.
Yeah, and that takes me back to, that's one of the first times that I was like, fell in love with Dan Patrick's show, was he had Adam Sandler on and they sounded like they were best friends.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy cow, this dude is good at this thing. And that's why I've always admired Dan Patrick. And then last, and both of y'all can work together on this because I know both of y'all are Star Wars fans.
Okay.
We are going to do a blind Star Wars ranking. And I'm going to give you five, count them, five Star Wars characters. You don't know who they are. You just know the one at a time, and you get to put them in your top five.
Okay.
You rank these characters.
All right.
Starting with Yoda. And I saw this, somebody did it with Audria Jordan, who's on the Andor series. She's Binks or Bink. Yoda, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I'm thinking third.
I was thinking 2 or 3, so we'll go 3.
Okay.
Yoda is number 3. All right. Princess Leia.
I'm going to have to go lower on that. 4?
Yeah. Okay. 4 is the absolute 4.
Okay. All right.
Man, this is going to blow up in my face.
Actually, you guys have actually done pretty... Y'all, this is good strategy already. Darth Vader.
Okay, so it's got to be 1 or 2, right?
And you don't know what is next either. You don't know what's next.
This is tough because, look.
You seem unsettled.
I am.
That's a good drop there,
Alec. Is
that
Krennic? all right, Alec, you call this one. 1 or 2. If you say 5, I...
Yeah, no, I got to go 1.
Okay.
I got to go 1.
I don't think you can go wrong with that. I do have one more character that I like even better than that, but I don't think you'll go wrong with Darth Vader at 1.
Andor.
I would... Man,
this doesn't mean his importance, but is he a good character?
I'd probably go 5.
I'd go 5,
Man. All right, then. I think, guys, y'all may have done a good job, unless you disagree with this guy. Han Solo is your number 2 character
that
of
works
all
perfectly for me. Han Solo
out of those 5,
I think we nailed it.
I do too, actually. I mean, I know people love Han Solo. Like my favorite all time Star Wars character is Luke Skywalker. I don't care if he was whiny about not getting to go to flight school or whatever. I was too. I was going to go to Tosche Station.
Y'all did a good job because she had Yoda 3 and then had Leia 1. Because, you know, women stick together. You know how women are, right? and then Han Solo ended up at 5, and she was furious that she couldn't put Andor at 1 because she's on that show.
Oh, so
and Vader was 4. It was a weird layout. Oh,
our list turned out way better than that. I'm just women, really afraid. Right? Okay. I'm glad that you put Vader at 1 because I was really afraid he was going to say Jar Jar was the last one. And I was going to be like, son of a gun. We have Jar Jar, then Darth Vader. Like, that's not good.
Yeah, so there you go. Good job, boys.
Yes. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how about some NFL overreaction or reality? Plus, we will do Masterpiece of the Week.
Shout out Troy.
Right here. here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are going to get to Masterpiece of the Week in just 1 minute. But I got some NFL, what used to be overreaction or reality. Now, we need to name this new segment. Well, what I would like to do now, your options are agree, disagree, hell yeah, or F no.
Oh, yeah, I like this. All actually, right. I'm switching it, Kevin. It's F yeah.
Okay.
Hell no.
Okay.
I think that's more impactful.
F yeah.
Yeah.
And hell no.
All right. I like this.
All right. NFL whatever is going to be the new name of this segment. Philadelphia is good enough to repeat as Super Bowl champions.
Agree.
Okay. Alec.
Agree. I almost went hell yeah, but agree.
Yeah, I just don't, I can't be that excited about exactly that for them. So that's the unfortunate thing here. But I do agree they are good enough. They have the talent on the team, a coach that just won a Super Bowl. They have a different offensive coordinator too.
Yeah.
Like that's, I know I keep talking about the Detroit Lions there and I just kind of bypass that, but I think the talent level on that team and the fact that they just keep doing it, now they know. Now they know what it takes. So, yeah, I agree.
All right. So I decided to look this up because you played the clip about Adam Sandler with Dan Patrick.
Yeah.
Okay. So Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley will once again run for at least 1,500 yards. Now, here's some background on that because history is against them.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Why?
So, no running back has ever run for 2,000 yards twice. So, that's kind of working against Derrick Henry. But I believe the record for most rushing yards after a 2,000-yard season was like 1,491 by Barry Sanders in 1998. So, that would work against Saquon, who, you know, obviously had more than 2,000 yards last season. So no one's ever even followed up with a 1,500-yard campaign. So my question in NFL overreaction or reality or whatever we eventually call it, Henry and Barkley will both run for at least 1,500 yards.
Hell no. Ooh. That's how strongly I disagree.
Spicy.
Ugh, that's tough. I'm just going to go with disagree. Because I think there is a slight chance because they're both so good.
Yeah.
They are so good. And both of their teams around them are really good. One more than the other. But still, the point gets across. I think it could happen, but I don't think it will. But I'll leave that chance.
You said one is better than the other. Obviously, Saquon is coming off a ridiculous season. Do you think Saquon is better right now, but Derrick Henry's had the better career?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's unfortunate because of the two different situations that they've been in. I feel like Derrick Henry, he got to be the centerpiece in Tennessee, even if they weren't winning too many games. They did make some playoff runs in New York. Not so much success.
NFL overreaction or reality. The Cowboys, once again, have not done enough for you at the one tech. So, if you're depending on Mozzie Smith, and I know the other argument's going to be they made two picks of the position, but they were both in the seventh round. So, like, I would argue you have somebody who hasn't lived up anywhere near the potential and two late-round draft picks. So, overreaction or reality, the Cowboys have once again not done enough for you at the one tech.
I'm going to say disagree.
Oh!
For this reason alone. And this is... in. Broadus can come in here and kick my teeth in if he wants to. I believe Scott Eberflus's defense relies a lot on a solid three tech and good linebackers.
Okay.
And they went out of their way to stock up on linebackers. Not necessarily that they're going to be great or anything, but they went out of their way to stock up on bigger linebackers.
Yeah.
And you feel pretty good at the three tech. So I feel like while we still want more, when Kenneth Murray said, we're going to stop the run, I'm going to believe him until they prove that they can't. So at the moment, I will say I feel like one is not as important as it's going to be what they did at linebacker and what they're doing at the three.
Alec, what say you?
I really like what Corey's painting there, and I'm going to go disagree as well because I don't think it's going to be as much of an emphasis this year, but I do kind of like the talent that they drafted. I don't think they're going to be Pro Bowlers by any mean, but I do think they're going to be those players that, you know, not even to like a Doug Free level, that might even be too good, but like they're going to end up being the weakest links on that defensive line, but you're still happy they're there. You know, I think they're going to be serviceable. I think they're going to get the job done. And again, the emphasis won't be on them as much. So I think you're going to like what you see.
All right. Well, we'll stick there with the truncated version of NFL overreaction or reality, you know, because we have another segment that's coming up that people really seem to love. It is very popular. It's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
Gentlemen, back.
Look at that.
And look who is here.
Amazing.
There's one Eric Chiafalo. Let's get this man a microphone. How we doing today, boys?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, got to hang out with you guys, which is always great Monday through Friday. Got to hang out with Bobby Lashley, which is awesome. He signed a card for me. Having a great time. Corey.
I have three questions.
Oh, wow. Oh. That's a lot.
One, how cool is Bobby Lashley?
The coolest.
Yeah.
Two, how cool does Bobby Lashley think we are?
The coolest.
Three. Does he?
Yeah, neat. So like from what he was telling me in the elevator, he was like, these guys rule.
That's awesome. That's awesome to hear. Notice he didn't say that about G-Bag. Oh. Just pointing that out.
That is crazy.
Was he on G-Bag?
I just feel like he should have said something, though. Corey's right.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know about the rest of the show, but that other guy I saw in the hallway,
yeah,
he's got it going
great
on,
great fist
too.
Bump.
Yeah, he does have a great fist bump. Yeah.
Number three. Do you think he can come through with Mercedes Moné?
I hope so.
He sounded confident.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did.
She loves to talk about herself, he said. Yeah. That cracked me up.
I will let her talk about herself all 4 hours if she wants to. I know it's not my show, but I will allow it.
So that made my day. Like, yeah. So when you asked how we're doing, that made my day right there, knowing that it made your day.
Oh, from the 903, boss was in my office when the F, yeah, just happened. No more YouTube right now for me.
Oh, sorry. Oh, you know, man. What, boss? What's your deal?
Yeah, what's your deal?
The F stood for Friday there.
Yeah.
See, this is the Friday. Only time in my life I wish instead of the NFL, it was the NLF, because then we could have called that segment NLF, yeah. But we can't. Back to you, Alec.
All right, because of that, Kevin, we're going to pick on you first. Let's see. Kevin likes to make statements sometimes that don't exactly make sense.
My name is Michael Penix.
Eric, I have to give you credit. You were the first person I ever heard say Michael Penix, and now that's the way I say it, just because I know it makes Kevin laugh. And then we got him to say that. Can you play it one more time?
Mm-hmm. My name is Michael Penix.
And the mind.
whole thing I said is if he came out and said that, then I would agree to it. I do not think that there would be an audio of me saying that. Is unfortunate.
I remember you getting frustrated with me when I was referring to him as Penix throughout the draft process.
It happens. It happens. We all have different interpretations of stuff. Majors, you said this.
Give the kid a bone here. You know, throw him a bone, not give him a bone. That's that was an unfortunate misstep.
You could play for the Bulls. That's a smart NBA joke. I don't care if you laugh or not.
Oh, jeez.
That one was unfortunate. I'm sorry.
That is unfortunate.
You could have used to have played for the Jazz, maybe?
Yeah. No, he's innocent. All right, it's that lady that was creeping on him was inappropriate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's from Ryan. I remember now.
He was tricked.
Oh, well, Corey didn't even try to trick us here because he just straight up admitted it.
I don't know how it works. Mm-hmm. I didn't create the earth.
Eric, does that sound true?
That lines up pretty nice.
Right,
because the Lord right now, created
Corey
the earth.
Is not God.
I respect your humility, yeah, Corey.
I just want to make sure that people understood.
Yeah.
The Lord did that. Yeah. I didn't create the earth.
I wish he did. I love defiance,
definitive statements like that. Yeah. Though. That's important.
Feels like we'd have pretty good job security.
Definitive statements like, my name is Michael Penix.
Yeah.
Now we have you.
Oh, yeah. Yep, thanks, 130.
Oh, man, this is going to be like a Spartacus thing. No, my name is Michael Phoenix.
I wonder if I can get, like, the Infinity Gauntlet going. Can I get, like, every show, every person on every show to say it?
That would be amazing.
We just have to play it for them, and then eventually they'll slip up and do it.
That's the promo I want. Here at The Fan, we love football. I am Michael Phoenix. Like, just people saying that.
That would be very inside promo.
Yeah.
That's one of those.
We could send it to our Atlanta station. If
it would please all of three people. All right, Kevin, speaking of that,
I'm sure RJ's taking it hard.
He's gonna be okay.
He is. He might be stoked.
Do you have that for later? Is that
It still exists.
Okay, all right, that's the one I'm waiting on then. That's gonna be my winner.
Did you hear what I said about my bracelet that broke?
Yes, you know his tranquility bracelet that he had?
Yeah,
it
remember
popped
that
yesterday out of nowhere and just beads went everywhere.
I really threw some shit.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So Choppy's the first thing that came to
mind. Yeah, for sure. Oh, you see, he gets it.
I do.
It's not hard. Like, it's not difficult to think of, okay? It's creative, but it's not difficult. Actually, this came from that moment. I'll give you the context for this one.
Sad it about snapped. This. It just popped like a... and it went everywhere, all the beads. Look, man, when you know this. You talk for 5 hours a day.
Oh.
When you talk for four, sometimes you run out of words.
There's no question.
Yeah.
You're like, I got nothing left. Yeah. So, those beads... Choppy.
The sentence is finishing and how it finishes.
Yeah. How it goes. I've run up to the end of the sentence.
Yeah.
There's no period, but that's it.
Kevin, we'll just go ahead and get it out of the way.
If anybody was ever going to spill a whole bunch of beads in here, wouldn't you have thought it was RJ?
That's my winner, dude. I don't even need to hear that.
It's a great question.
I love RJ. I stand by that question statement. I stand by it.
Hey, shout out to Gaylord Choppy.
Yeah, I feel like he would agree with me on that.
I feel like all of these are weirdly related.
I saw Tyler Sagan nude on a Zamboni once.
Even though you're not God, you were still able to pull that off.
So there was that's from the nude magazine.
Oh.
What is
ESPN,
the body?
Yeah, the body issue. not on a Zamboni.
There's no such thing as nude magazines anymore.
Are there not?
I don't know.
Was he really on a Zamboni?
Yeah. Yeah. And then
he popped a Zam.
He had like a rubber duck with
did
his
you
hand.
Chicken out at saying Zamboner?
I did. Thank you for saying
that. That's what he was
going
to say. Yeah. You can't go all the way to the end.
Man, that actually.
You'd be like, I'm
walking the line.
That was impressive.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Thank you, Hagee.
Especially considering his stick handling abilities. You
yes.
Know?
Oh. Holy moly.
Oh, and just also considering who Eric Chiofalo is, I'm surprised at the self-restraint there. You know, I'm impressed.
I was afraid of the boner there. I'm sorry.
Dude, don't be afraid on this show.
Don't forget, that was one of the main characters on the show, Growing Pains.
Boner.
That is crazy to me.
Yeah. We changed the meaning of that word.
We did.
It used to mean a mistake.
And a skateboard move.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Shout out Tony Hawk.
I make mistakes all the time, for the record.
Yeah. This is a new subcategory that I feel like has developed in the course of the past week. Kevin and his noises.
And it's like, it's going down there, but there's still some right out in the open, and you're just like, whoop, 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 whoop.
Was last week the yoink?
He yoinked the brisket. He yoinked my brisket right off the plate.
What the hell was that about anyway?
Don't even know. Don't even care.
I like that.
You can yoink my brisket anytime.
That's a HR just complaint.
That is an HR complaint.
As long as it's hurtado.
Yeah, well, this might be too, Kevin.
But it tastes so good, I want to eat more, but I might die. And then you have to pull it back out.
That's about a cheese stick.
Oh.
So here's the deal, too.
Sounds like a controversial Norm MacDonald joke.
I wasn't in on it, but my ears were.
You ever taken a bite of a cheese stick, and then the bite goes down, but the cheese is still attached?
Yes.
And you're like, oh, no, I could die, and then you have to pull. So I asked my son Carter, and he looked at me, and he goes, no, that's never happened. And I was like, it's okay. And he was like, yes, it absolutely has happened before.
All right.
Dude, like, oh, the satisfaction of a cheese pull.
Oh, yes.
Like,
yeah.
Just. Yeah. And when they're not done right and they just pop right, you're like, what are we doing?
That'll ruin a week right there.
And people will be like, I don't like mozzarella sticks. And I'm like, did you just see what I just did? That's amazing. And you can still eat it.
I do love is it a meme, where they say, would you like six cheese sticks or string cheese sticks? No, nobody would. But everybody's going to say yes to six cheese sticks.
Yeah, we just deep fried them. I open up your string cheese and throw it in the fryer.
It's so true, man. Fry those things up and I'll make it an entree.
I'll eat all of those. No, six cheese string cheeses, that's too much.
Pass.
Too much cheese.
It's gluttonous.
What if I told you I fried them too? Oh, whatever.
I'll take 12.
Yeah, do you have extra sauce? Yeah.
All right, two quick ones before we get out of here. Kevin, you unfortunately said this.
But how many people listening right now? I think it might be wider than you think.
The width factor is huge.
Never mind.
Wow, now Luke is getting scared.
Yeah. I was scared.
Scaredy pants.
Hypocrite.
Agree. That's fair. That is fair.
Corey, you said this.
He's a daddy, but he's a zaddy.
there's levels to this.
I asked my wife, too, if she knew what a zaddy was, and she goes, isn't it like a good-looking older man? And I was like, yes, it is. All right, look.
And somebody texts in every day that Kevin is the zaddy of the zaddiest. I get zad vibes.
Obviously, I'm voting for, in the beginning, it was not Corey who said, let there be light. That's obviously what I'm voting for.
I don't know how it works. I didn't create the earth. I would have done things so different.
Man, I'm debating between Michael Penix and your Tyler Sagan definitive.
I don't know if this will
help.
From the 469, wow, Kevin, my boss's last name is Penix, and I'm crying now.
Incredible. All right, let's vote for the Penix.
All right.
My name is Michael Penix. I feel like even that I said it weird.
It's great to meet you.
And what's really funny about that is he was reprimanding me for the way I say it.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I said, but hold on, what if he said that was how he said his name? And that's when he did that.
I conceded.
I'm going with the RJ beads. Oh.
If anybody was ever going to spill a whole bunch of beads in here, wouldn't you have thought it was RJ?
I just want to point out that there was exactly 4.5 seconds of silence after that, too.
There was.
Yeah.
Good.
It was very, because we all just let it happen.
To sit with that mistake.
You needed to marinate in that one. And you know what? We're not going to send it to a vote off. We have a winner.
My name is Michael Penix.
Nice work, man.
Good job, Kevin. Good job, Alec. Good job, fellas.
Yeah. Way to go, Choppy, as well.
From the 469 breaking news, Corey and God are in the same room but have never been spotted together.
Oh,
very valid. There's only one set of footprints.
One time I did see Corey walking down the beach and there was only one set of footprints.
It's true.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Next on The Fan.
자, 언더독인 인디애나가 익숙한 상황을 맞이한다. 할리버튼! 버튼을 흔들! 우와! 우와! 할리버튼! 우와!
It's Korean television right there giving you the breakdown of the Halliburton shot.
Was he Indiana guy? Did you hear that?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, he just calls him Indiana guy.
Throws it to Indiana guy. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't catch that.
I like when they work in a little English here and there.
Because I kept thinking about there's an unfortunate nickname going around for people who love Tyrese Halliburton and support him. That,
should we be scared of that one too?
Yeah, okay. I just wouldn't advise maybe.
What's the nickname?
Tweeting them out. It's the Haliban.
Oh.
And some people have taken it to probably a problematic level.
Well, think about what he did to New York and now Oklahoma City.
Oh my God, I did not think of that.
Could we be more creative? God. Yeah, can we do better? Can we do better with that nickname?
Somebody actually paid attention in class.
Oh my gosh. I'm glad that you learned.
Very offended.
Except in this specific moment, yeah.
I don't think Rory McIlroy appreciates that.
On the day we remember D-Day.
Yeah. Okay.
You see how he threw his Pumas up on the table afterwards, though? His new shoes that he's got coming out. And that was like, super boss. Brilliant move. Brilliant move. You get to hit the game winner in the finals. Go show your new shoes off.
Now,
that is genius.
Lots of coaching news today around the Metroplex. Pete DeBoer fired. Jason Kidd, the Knicks are going to ask for permission to talk to him. Do you think Kidd does the interview? I'll start with that. And could the Mavericks be looking for a new head coach?
I'd say yes.
And by the way, the odds I saw this morning, 20-1 on Jason Kidd. So
I think he's
throw a little on it.
Yeah. I think there's a possibility here of him doing this. Yeah. I mean, now is it going to make people upset and pissed off in the organization? Sure. But, you got to look out for yourself. Maybe he parlays this into a longer term deal or something, extension for his assistants or something, but I think he absolutely is going to take this interview.
I hate to do this to you, Hagee. And if we had a full crosstalk, I'd probably do a deep dive into this.
Sorry.
But I think the reason New York wants him is why you absolutely must fire Nico right now.
Oh, I like that. And then any surprises?
It's at the top.
I like it. Any surprise about Pete DeBoer?
Pretty stunned. I really was. I thought they'd let Pete go ahead and just coach the rest of the last year of his deal.
Yeah.
Neil Graham is definitely a name that I had heard even last week that they love a lot, the AHL Texas Stars coach, and that he'd come on as an assistant. And then most likely, if things didn't go well next year, you just make Neil Graham the coach. So now I think this is probably going to be an internal hire. Some of that has to do with the fact that it might change if another team fires their coach and hires Pete, which I know you've talked about, Brian, and that could happen. There might be a team that says, like, hey, Pete DeBoer's an upgrade over who we have now.
Right.
If that doesn't happen, I don't know that Tom Gilardi wants to pay two coaches at the same time.
Yeah.
So I think that's why you look at some of the assistants, like Azradine on the staff, or maybe it is probably going to be Neil Graham. Maybe they just go ahead and say, screw it, that's our guy.
Here's another hot take. I think Pete DeBoer tried to get himself fired.
Ooh, like eventually or as soon as the game was over, I know what's happening.
I think he's in a situation where right now he's been to three of these and, maybe he feels like that he doesn't have complete control over this team. Maybe he feels like he can't put them over them. That's happened before in hockey. Didn't Paul Maurice leave up there in Vancouver?
Yeah.
Or Winnipeg, Vancouver. And he said,
I'm out, boys.
He says, I'm just not, they don't listen to me anymore. And maybe in his mind, he just was like, I can't coach this anymore. Can't do it.
I am looking forward to possibly hearing from Bully Melrose. I am surprised. I guess you won with Bonus. You won with DeBoer. You have good players. They're going to be able to win with whatever coach they have. But I just thought his ability to go down 1-0 and then make the adjustments in a game 7 and have the emotional temperament of your guys always be better than the opposition. But I get it. This is the era that we're in, and maybe you don't think DeBoer is worth pushing your players' buttons to this extent. But based on what I've heard, there's no way I would have fired that guy. I think he's one of the rare throwbacks that can be, you know, kind of tough and stoic and get the job done. And teams would be smart to lean more into that than trying to cater to the whims of this generation of kids. We're all humans. There's nothing all that special or all that weak about these kids. They just need somebody with a backbone to lead them. That man was Pete DeBoer.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always. Yes. Thanks for asking, Hagee. We'll have, who do we have at 4 o'clock there? It's Bobby Marks. ESPN. We'll talk team building with Bobby Marks. I can't wait. I'm going to ask those questions that I wanted Corey to ask a kid the other day.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Roll home with the GVAG Nation. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us on Monday, 10 to 2, right here on The Fan.
Say Michael Penix, Kevin.
No. My name is Michael Penix.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.